Thank you, Lord. So our team has come together, and we are going to be sharing some things with you. The Lord has spoken to Mom. The Lord has spoken to me. And then we're going to move into prayer in the second hour. But we wanted to come and encourage you and just release to you what the Lord has been sharing with us. And then next week, we are going to have a time when we're going to lay out kind of things in the natural. So tonight we're going to cover things on a spiritual plane, so to speak, and then we'll cover some things next week in the natural. And so this morning I woke up, the Lord woke me up at 4 a.m. and he woke me up with, "Thus saith the Lord." And, you know, obviously that would get my attention. And I was startled awake, and I just laid there listening. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord." And I said, you know, I was thinking of Samuel. "Yes, Lord," you know. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord." And so I laid there and I quieted myself and I said, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord." And as I quieted myself before him, he began to remind me of how he has spoken to us over the course of the last year in particular. And I know the Lord has been very gracious in his leading us over the years. But he began to speak to me about how he's spoken to us, particularly me, you know, in the last year. And as I listened to him and as he began to bring back visions and words that he has given me, dreams that he's given me, I saw this beautiful I'm going to be bluntly honest with you. I was in awe at how he's guided us. I was in awe. You know, over the last 2 weeks, I would have waves, you know, when we'd expect this to happen or expect that to happen. I would have waves of, and it didn't happen. You know, I'd be like, "It's okay, God's going to come through." You know, he told me, "We're at the Red Sea. We're having our Red Sea moment. It's coming, it's coming. Just trust him." And as things kind of began to crumble, I would feel that wave of discouragement sometimes or fear, you know. The enemy can't win, you know. And I would have to go to him and cling to him for strength and encouragement. And, you know, I'm just being vulnerable with you here to let you know that I have experienced that discouragement or that fear, that momentary fear, where, and I would go to him and he would encourage me and he would speak to me. But yesterday morning when I woke up, I was not sad. I was not afraid. I was encouraged, and I was ready for war. That's where I was when I woke up. And it reminded me of when Obama was elected and then, you know, reelected, and we're all like, "Why, Lord, why?" You know, and Mom's like, "I just couldn't get depressed." You know, we're like, "What?" But I woke up not at all fearful. And I knew that that was the Lord. He had locked in the things that he had placed within me as a strength. And I was so grateful, but I knew he had to have done that. That wasn't something I could do in my own strength. It was something God had to do. And he did it to encourage me and to strengthen me and prepare me. And it was just his mercy. And so, as we spoke to the team and as, you know, we've talked and Mom and I have discussed things, the thing that the Lord kept bringing back is, the very thing that Mom has so frequently said, when people are in crisis or when they're fearful or when things don't go exactly as we expect it to, they need to hear what God is saying. And that's, and I think that's why the Lord woke me up with, thus saith the Lord, because he's saying, I am speaking, and I have been speaking, and I am in control. And so I want to go over just a couple of visions that I've had since December with you, and I want to share an experience with you, and then Mom is going to share what the Lord has given her, and then we're going to both pray. So on December 17th of last year, of 2020, I was in prayer over America, and I was, I'm sorry, I need my other glasses. I was in prayer, and I had a vision of the Red Sea crossing, and the Lord says, we're on the cusp of the Red Sea crossing. Will we go back into bondage and the familiar, or will we step into the unknown, step into the promises and the freedom God has for us? God wants to create a new government, a new party, a new pathway for this nation, one that would undo and heal the damage of manifest destiny and pave the path for true healing in the nations of the earth. And then I saw the glory pour out from this nation and send forth revival, not just here, but to the nations of the earth, and bring healing to the nations of the earth. And then I've shared on this line when the Lord has spoken to me, and I'm not going to repeat that right now. And what we are going to do is we are going to go through and we're going to get some of these typed up and put on our website for you. But how the Lord has shown when he is revealing information out there. So on January 6th, and we all know what took place January 6th, right? But the morning of January 6th, the Lord said, you are at the Red Sea. Will you trust me and step into the promises I have for you, or will you go back into bondage? Once again, he said that to me. The Egyptians are coming, but so is my mighty wind. Watch and see my miracles come forth on behalf of my life, my nation, America. Ye shall rise. And he told me he was raising rods of righteousness in this hour. And this was the morning of January 6th. So before the chaos happened, before all of that took place, the Lord prepared me. And so because of this, I went through Exodus 14. And I have been encouraging you all to do the same. I went through Exodus 14, and I want to go over a couple of verses, and I don't have a lot of time, so I want to go over a couple of verses, and then I want to give you the word that the Lord gave me today. So, and the Lord spake unto Moses, speak unto the children of Israel, chapter 14, verse 1, that they turn and encamp before, and I'm not going to try to pronounce that, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before it ye shall encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness hath shut them in. That word entangled means confused, and basically spinning around in circles. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Now it was told the king of Egypt, and we go through the process when the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. The Israelites had left. They were headed to the Red Sea. The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he came after them. every single time, I want you to think of that. Every single time, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. Why is that? Because he was going to get the glory. Everything he did for the Israelites was to receive the glory for their deliverance. And they go through many things, through many fears, but in the end, the angel of the Lord goes through the camp. What was light for the Israelites was darkness for the Egyptians, until they went into the Red Sea on dry land. And the angel of the Lord went through and removed the wheels of the chariots. And when the Israelites came up out of the seabed, the Red Sea closed down and encompassed, entombed the Egyptians. They were trapped, imprisoned in their own trap. The beauty of God, the hand of God moved. It was something that was so profound that generations spoke of that event. Only God could create a pathway in the Red Sea. They had a wall of water on one side, a wall of water on the other. And God brought them out on dry land. This was so monumental. And if you remember, what happens after this is a new government was set in place for the Israelites. A government under God. A new government was set in place by Moses under the government of God. This is where we are. A couple weeks ago, I don't even know if it was a couple weeks ago, the Lord told me, I was in prayer, it was almost a week ago, and I was watching a documentary, and I've shared this with our California people, but I was watching a documentary and such on the moon landing, and, you know, 500 million people around the world sat and watched in awe, united in awe by this unprecedented event that took place. It was historical. It was something man had never seen or done before. And as I watched that, I thought, 500 million people. And the Lord began to pour that over me over and over and over. But the Lord began to pour that over and over me again. 500 million people all came together to watch an unprecedented event. And he said, and when I'm finished, all the world will come to see this unprecedented event that I will do in America. What God is going to do in America, setting us free from the bondage of the 1817 corporation, it's going to be so unprecedented. It's not only going to break the chains off of America, it's going to break the chains of communism off our land. It's going to break the chains of communism off of nations around the world. It's unprecedented, my friends. And we have the privilege to have been praying into this for years now. And we will see the hand of God move. This is something God wants to do for America, his light, to set the nation free. It is a beautiful thing that God is doing. We must hold on. And then my time is almost up, so I just want to share the word that the Lord gave me this morning. After he shared with me the things, he relayed the things that he had spoken to me over the course of the last year, the Lord said, He has not forgotten his promises, nor has he given up on or turned his back on America. I'm about to do a new thing in America. The Red Sea moment will be so found so unmistakably God that no one will deny it. Was a profound move of God, just like the Egyptians knew it was God. And if you read through Exodus 14, you learn that even they knew it was God who moved on their on behalf of the Israelites. He is going to reset and reorder things in our nation, for the winds of change are coming. God sees Biden as illegitimate. God looks at the heart of man and the nation. And this nation chose, and who this nation chose. So this nation chose President Trump. They reelected President Trump. I think we're all at peace with that information. This will be profound, my friends. Profound. So hold fast to the promises of God. Hold fast. Read through Exodus 14 and ask the Lord to show you the miracle after miracle that he did to lift the Israelites' faith. If he had not hardened Pharaoh's heart and brought him to follow the Israelites so that they would, what, follow them into the seabed and he would swallow them up under the Red Sea, the Israelites would have lived in fear of the Egyptians. They would have lived in fear. It had to be so complete that they could be free to step into the new government God was setting up for them. That's what we are about to see in our nation. So be encouraged. Okay, Mom, go ahead.
It's been a wonderful time. Those who have been with us virtually from the beginning, I don't think any of us until a handful of years ago could have known what was at hand because of our obedience. The Lord did tell me that we were here to save America, and I can promise you we have officially crossed over, but there are some things that have to catch up to that. So please just be patient. God is working. He's not going to quit working until the last domino falls. It's a wonderful thing to know that our God loves our nation, and he does with a very tender love, a very tender care. Now, I know that there are people, I don't want to call them prophets, but there are ministers that don't understand God's, all of God's ways. They understand those things that have been revealed to them, but they don't understand all of God's ways. And I'm so thankful that it is a lack of greater understanding on their part than it is that they understand them and we don't, because the version that we are trying to bring forth is who he really is, his gentleness, his goodness, his kindness, his long-suffering. Does he look at America and think you need some more cleanup? Yes, but he's patiently working with us to get us through this. Every step that we have taken in this ministry in 22 years has been by divine orchestration. The Lord has appeared to me, or he has spoken to me in a vision or in a dream, and told me specifically what we are to do. And as we have obeyed, he has produced a part of his promises to us in this nation. I don't think we have finished the gathering, that there has not been 5, 6, even 10 things that would be published within 30 days of having been accomplished. Things that we prayed over in the previous GOE. And we would have the GOE within 30 days. Everything we prayed for had already happened. So this tells us how eager the Lord is to fulfill his promise to us. And he has been fulfilling it, piece by piece, step by step, building upon the foundation. Here a little, there a little. He has never ceased to quit working as long as we keep praying. He wants to work with us so much that he is trying to stir us in the understanding of his mind, his heart, his ways, and to know his voice, to manifest his will to us in the many ways that he talks, so that we can lead the nation to the promised land and out from under the dangers that he knew would be laid on the table at this time, over 20 years ago. He knew that. Obviously, he knew that from the beginning, didn't he? But for the sake of our conversation, let's just say, before we called, he answered. And he gave us the understanding of how he is answering so we could follow him. And bring the nation into a divine protection. Not that we provided that, but our repentance in our intercession opened the heart of God and allowed him to move the way he wanted to move in America, to bring us under protection right at the cataclysmic moment that the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Cabal, anything else you want to call them, planned to take over. They actually planned it in 2012. 2012 failed, so now they're trying a new thing with Biden. But that will fail too. In fact, I'm so excited about this. It is said, John shared with me this morning, that there are about 3 or 4 ways that made Biden's inauguration invalid. So he was inaugurated, but it, because of things he did in connection with it, it was invalid before it was ever finished. Invalid, illegal. So he really is an illegal trespasser. But the thing that is so funny is that they have spent probably $1 billion trying to capture the Capitol or the White House. Let's say the White House. For their own purposes, that is the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Cabal, of which Biden is a part. They've spent all this money trying to capture the White House to accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. And from beginning to end, it was illegal. And it's still illegal. He is in there illegally. And if you are in America trying to pretend like you're the president illegally, you're going to get in serious trouble before it's over. And I can promise you, everything connected to it and everyone connected to it is going to be in serious trouble before it's over. And we're not talking about a long time. We're talking about a very short time in duration when man is going to catch up with the will of God. They're going to rise up and say, what in the world have we been doing? What have we been thinking? This man is not even legal. And he just keeps on with his illegalities. I want him picked up. I want him put in jail. I want him in detention. Going to happen. I believe that with all my heart. So we've just gone through what was supposed to be the beginning of America's future with Biden. But what they haven't fully comprehended yet is that yesterday was the beginning of the future without Biden and his ilk. It is the future of God's promises being fulfilled under President Trump. And you will see that played out. With us as intercessors, we must stand strong and not let our faith be swayed by things we see or hear. Our faith must be in Christ, who cannot tell a lie. He was the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He cannot tell a lie. He has spoken to us. He has made it a promise, but what he spoke to us was his will. His will, which, as it was spoken, became a promise. Now, if he's God and he cannot tell a lie, we have but to wait a short time, and we will see the all-sufficiency of his authority, the all-sufficiency of his power, the promise, I love this, the promise of his will being enacted on America. That's where we've been for 20 years, better than 20 years. And now we have been ushered into the next phase, where the wicked are going to fall under the feet of the Holy One of the Church and the Holy One of Israel. And as a result, we're going to see some of the most tremendous things we have ever seen. Please do not be discouraged. Sometimes you have to go down to go up. The Israelites had to go down the bank onto the floor of the river, across the river, and go back up. Sometimes we have to go down to go up, and that is what has happened. We have gone down only to go up. And I know that God is encouraging Trump's faith. Nothing is happening at this point that he had not already anticipated. He may not have known for certain that some of this stuff was going to happen, but he anticipated the possibility, even the probability of it happening, and so made arrangements for that. Because D.C. is now illegal in its whole foundational position. I mean, it is the capital of the 1871 switch that took place when America went from being a republic to being a corporation. It was the capital of the corporation, to just, you know, say it briefly, the capital of the corporation. But there is a capital that God has assigned to the republic. And that's where it's going to end up being. Where that will be at this point, I'm not sure. I think they're still strategizing. I think they're still making some decisions about that. And even if I knew, I wouldn't tell you yet. But we'll find out soon enough. So there is Biden at the end of his path that the cabal has spent so much money procuring. And when they move in, they find it isn't worth 2 cents. It's not going to give them any authority in America. There's not going to be the intrinsic value that they had hoped for. It's not going to be even the real estate value that they had hoped for, because that's going to go with Trump and God's will. So we're here tonight to pray about these things and some other things that we have for hour two. But this is something we can give a praise report over. I promise you, no one needs to be discouraged or depressed. Nothing of that sort. It is a moment to give praise unto our God, because the future has just begun. So, Ricky, why don't you go ahead and start the prayer, and then I'll join you.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, yesterday I'm reminded that I saw a whirlwind building over D.C. I saw it, and I began to pray into it, Lord God, and you told me that the winds of change were here. How excited I was when I considered what that meant. Father, in your mercy, you have prepared us through years of seeing the path this nation has been on and weeping on our faces before you because of the path our nation has been on. You have shown us, Lord God, and in your mercy, you brought together your intercessors who would come, they would seek your face, they would pray, they would repent, they would turn from their wicked ways, and you have been healing our land. This new government putting us back into the place that man, not led by you, put us into, taking us out of that place, Lord God. This is what we've been praying for. This will set the captives free. Every prayer that we have prayed for 21, 22 years will be answered, fulfilled, as we step into the government you created for this nation. I remember, Lord God, the vision you showed me of our nation with the shields, like platinum shields on each state, yet they were all slightly with the beveled edge and all overlapping one another. So it was an impenetrable force. And in turn, a force to be reckoned with in the earth. Lord God, this is what you're doing. I ask, Lord, that in this period of time, in this difficult transition period, that you would give us the grace to press through. We're not looking at 20 years. We're not looking at 10 years. In terms of time, it's such a small amount of time. Give us the grace to press through. Give us the words to encourage our family and friends. Give us, Lord God, the wisdom. Give us, Lord, give this nation, the land even. Blanket it with your grace, O God. That when the enemy tries to create even more chaos, Lord God, that you will not allow it. We learn in Exodus 14, there was a little bit of chaos. But in the end, they were free to worship you without persecution. A government was set up that would enable them to worship you. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing that you did for your people. And Lord, you're going to do it again. You're going to do it for this nation. We will see our Red Sea moment. We will see, oh God, your divine intervention. We will see, Lord God, in all the world. We'll be in awe over what God has done. In awe. Father God, this is a beautiful thing. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is your mercy. This is your goodness. When I think about my kids and our grandchildren, I think, Lord God, this is mercy. This is mercy. Thank you. We are so humbled for the privilege of being born in this hour. We are so humbled for the privilege of standing in the gap for this nation. We are so deeply honored to have been able to pray for this president, for Donald J. Trump, the true president of the United States of America. And to see what he has set up and set forth. That's a man who saw the truth, and the truth set him free. And I thank you, Father God. I'm just in awe, awe of you and your hand in all of this. I am in awe. And Father, I just want to decree over the people of this nation. 13 and 14. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. America, intercessors, citizens of this country, citizens of the 1776 nation of America, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Thank you, Father God, that you will fight for us, that you have instructed us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you are a God of promise. You are a God of true promise. The Lord God, as the enemy has tried to put you in a box, as the enemy has tried to stifle your voice in this nation, you are raising up your children, your prophets, to speak to your people. I thank you, Father God, that we are on the cusp of seeing such a profound move by you that our nation will never be the same. Not only our nation, all the nations will be impacted. People will see and know that the great I am is. The great I am is. This is what they will see. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. You are going to make yourself known through what's going to take place, because it's so unprecedented. All the world will stand in awe at this monumental, unprecedented event. They will all stand in awe of what God has done in this nation. It will soften the hardest hearts. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. Be of good courage, for the Lord your God is here. Be of good courage. Ignite your faith in him. Give your people, Lord God, in your scriptures, words that they can stand on in this hour when they feel weak or fearful or scared. Give them, Lord God, scriptures to give them the strength and the courage. I thank you for those, Lord God, who are not feeling fearful, that they see and they're excited. This is what we've prayed for. I thank you for them, Lord God. And we thank you for those who experience doubt or fear, because it gives us the opportunity to encourage them, because one day we too will need that encouragement. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. I am undone with emotion over what you are going to do, what you're doing in this hour, and what you're going to do. I thank you that the winds of change are here. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you once again for the privilege that we have to serve you in this hour. In your precious name, amen. Go ahead, Mom. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited. There was a declaration, there was a constitution that was developed that would, you might say, be retroactive at the very least to 1776. And it was to be the constitution of the new republic. And the enemy has sought virtually from the beginning to steal that from us. But just a short time ago, I don't think I've shared this with you, just a short time ago, I had an incredible vision. Jesus came to me. He took me into this room where he and our team were standing. John was standing next to this table. On the table was the map of the United States. Jesus picked up the Constitution, came over, smoothed out the map so that it would lay perfectly, and John helped him lay the Constitution and secure it over America. When President Trump sought to reenact the Republic, he, in effect, took that Constitution and did exactly what the Lord did, securing it to America. When Jesus did that, he laid the Constitution on the map of America. It stuck like glue. And it was like the most profound glue. Cemented them together. He was so pleased. You should have seen him. He had a smile on his face. He was so pleased. And as he patted it down, inch by inch, across the table, he said, "There now. The Constitution shall cover the whole nation." And the whole nation. And through it, the Lord will rule over America. Isn't that exciting? That has been done. He already did that. We don't need to pray for him to do it. He's done it. Everything else we're walking through as a result of what he did. So we have met the Red Sea moment. We have gone through the workings of the angel which came to provide the escape route. We are in movement, and the enemy is getting pushed back behind us. So we're not working from even a moment of hoping that God will hear our prayers. We are praying from a position of having gained the authority, of having gain the victory. God has already given it to us, and we're going to pray accordingly. But just like Israel had to go in and walk out the taking of the promised land, we must do the same. God will always be one step ahead of us to do what needs to be done and to enable us to do what we need to do to follow him. But every step will be in the agency, power, and authority of his victory. Let us continue in prayer. Father, my heart is so full of excitement. So full of excitement. You are so great and so wonderful. What you've done before, you are doing again. When you appeared to me that night and sang that song to me, it seemed like the most beautiful song in the world, Jesus. You were going to do it again. Your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. We are in your hands. You are our confidence. I pray right now, Lord, that every intercessor, every person on this line will understand that you have become our confidence. It's not a confidence. It's not in America. America will make mistakes. Our confidence is in you. You have at last become our confidence. And it isn't about giving Americans this wonderful and illustrious place to live. It is about taking what belongs to you, and that is this nation. It was dedicated to you clear back in the earliest moments of discovery. It was dedicated to you. I've seen the sign of dedication. So you're simply taking what has already been given to you, and you're taking it to glorify it. As you showed me with President Trump and Melania, and many thousands of people that stood behind them, you allowed me the privilege to see the glory that you were preparing in America for and preparing the building for when the two came together. And it was extraordinary. It was awe-inspiring. A person could hardly talk, could hardly think for the glory that was before them. And I heard Melania say, so this is what the Lord was having us do? This is so beautiful. And so it will be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for preparing all of us for your glory. Thank you for doing everything you have to do to prepare this nation for your glory. We will not stand back without faith, without trust, and care more about what we understand and what we don't understand than following, listening to you in faith. That is what the Christian faith is all about, learning Christ in faith. And we thank you that you give us the grace to do that. We thank you that you are pouring out, even this very moment, primarily on your church, all those who are so discouraged and distraught that Biden looked like he was made president. He wasn't. And they will soon find out. But until that moment, we thank you for comforting them in the many ways you comfort us, in your grace, that you strengthen their faith to get us over the finish line. I thank you for your great love to your church, Lord. Those who are perfected, those who are aiming at perfection, and those who are so young in the faith, they don't know the difference. You love your church, and you're going to bring your church to the fullness of what you have prepared for us in this hour. There are going to be a few rough spots between now and the revelation of what you're doing in and through President Trump. But you'll get us through those if we will just maintain faith and hope and trust that you are not man, you can tell a lie. You've told us the truth. And you will give us the truth. This is the time to sing, to rejoice, to thank you, to learn to walk in love and faith and joy in preparation for the great outpouring. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your bountiful goodness. Thank you that you give more than anything that we could hope for, anything that we can imagine. You're preparing more than that for us. And in the end, it's going to seem like veritable heaven on earth in many ways for your church. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for lifting our hope, lifting our trust, lifting our faith to believe for the high and holy thing and to make ourselves holy so that your holiness can come in and dwell and prevail in our lives and thus in this nation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless these people that are on the line. Bless them with vision. Bless them with hope. Bless them with faith. Bless them with joy. Put a dance in their step, a divine dance in their step, with the knowledge that God has led us into the river to bring us out on the other side. The Red Sea moment only takes a moment to get across. So we thank you for getting us across and bringing great glory to your name by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In your precious name. Amen. Okay, John, who's next?
Praise God. Thank you, Nita. That was awesome. This is Ken and Debbie. We're actually doing the media tonight. We're going to be dealing with some issues in media. Me for the first few minutes, and then Debbie will pick up after that. I'm going to sound the shofar since we didn't do that in the beginning of the call, and then I'll pick up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.